Welcome, blogging ladies, to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of planning, specifically how to create a blogging schedule that actually works for you. Now, I know what you're thinking, a schedule? Ugh, that sounds like so freaking boring, but hold on to your keyboard, my friends, because a good blogging schedule can be a game changer for your content creation game. Plus, we're going to have some fun with it, so stick around. First things first, why should you even bother with a blogging schedule? Well, for starters, it helps you stay consistent. And as you know, consistency is key in the blogging world. You don't want to be a blogger who disappears for weeks on end and then comes back with a half-hearted apology post. Trust me, your readers won't stick around for that. So instead of making your readers ask, "Where is Waldo?" all the time, stick to a consistent schedule. A schedule also helps you stay organized, and when you have a plan in place, you know exactly what you need to do and when you log into your computer every single day. No more staring at a blank screen wondering what to write about next. And perhaps most importantly, a schedule helps you stay sane. No more pulling all-nighters to get a post done at the last minute. Although, if you're into that kind of thing, I'm not judging here. So, how do you create a blogging schedule that works for you? Well, there's no one-size-fits-all answer to that question. It really depends on your individual needs and preferences. But here are a few tips to get you started. Figure out how often you want to work on your blog. This will depend on a few factors: how much time you have, how much content that you have to work with, and how often that your audience expects to hear from you. So once you figured that out, you can start building your schedule around it. I work on mine throughout the day. Whenever I don't have a fussy 4-month-old, I work on it when he's napping, sleeping at nighttime, and other times here and there when he isn't fussing. I'd like to say that I work on a consistent schedule, but with a baby, that's impossible. However, I never miss a blogging task every week, and that's the most important thing, right? So number two is to use a planner or calendar. You can use an old school with a paper. You can go old school with a paper planner or get fancy with a digital planner. Whatever floats your boat, right? The most important thing is to have a visual representation of your schedule so you can see what's coming up. In the blog organization lab that I'm launching this week, you can go join in the link below. I show you how to plan using several different platforms, including Milanote and ClickUp, and I'll soon be covering Asana and Notion as well. You can go to www.bossladybloggers.com/theblogorganizationlab. Or you can head down below if you want to join. It's just $7 a month to join and learn how to organize your entire blogging business. Number three is to give yourself deadlines. This is especially important if you're prone to procrastination, like me sometimes. Set a deadline for when you want to have your post written, edited, and ready to publish, and then stick to it. And then be flexible. Life happens and sometimes your schedule will need to be adjusted. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just make the necessary changes and keep moving forward. Number four is to use theme days. This is my absolute favorite way to get things done in my blogging biz, and I never forget any task. So what I like to do is I make a theme for each day of the week. So Monday blog post day, Tuesday client call day, Wednesday podcast day, etc., etc. So for Monday, I only work on a blog post and that's it. And then I edit some blog posts. Monday is all about blog post day and that's all. So definitely use theme days. And then I have daily tasks. So the daily tasks are things that I need to complete every single day in my blogging business, such as checking in with my clients, engaging with my audience, posting an Instagram post, uploading to my Instagram stories, answering emails, and all of that admin fun stuff. And then last but not least, you want to have fun with it. Your schedule doesn't have to be boring list of to-dos, okay? I mean, if that's your thing, go for it. But get creative with it. Use different colors, stickers, emojis to make it more visually appealing. Heck, throw a party every time you hit publish on a new blog post or when you stay consistent for a whole month. Celebrate that, whatever makes you happy. And I just want to let you know that we are celebrating you in the blog organization lab. For whenever you make your schedule or build out your digital planner or even your physical planner, we have a section within the blog organization lab community where we will celebrate you. And I'm so excited to invite you into this new program that I've created, this new membership program that I've created for only $7 a month right now. Make sure you hop in before we raise the price to $27 a month. So if you want to hop inside, you can go down to the show notes below and click the link to join the Blog Organization Lab, or you can go to www.bossladybloggers.com/blogorganizationlab and join for only $7 a month and get your entire blogging business organized so you can actually reach your blog income and traffic results. So that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope this helped you to think about how you're going to create your own blogging schedule. And yeah, have a beautiful, lovely rest of your day, ladies. Goodbye.